Women's football is coming to Prenton Park in September, Tuesday the 19th. Put it in your diary. England open their World Cup qualifying match with a game against Russia. It's a 7:05 kickoff as England play Russia and Tranmere Rovers host international football. Let's talk now to the Tranmere Rovers owner and chairman, Mark Palios. Mark, good evening to you. Thanks for joining us. How excited are you to host this match then? It's a bit of a coup.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's great for the club to get sort of international football at the ground. And I think it's, you know, we showed that we can host sort of biggish games. We had the pre-season friendly this week against Liverpool. They kindly brought the majority of the European squad. So we hosted that with virtually a full house. I think it's great that the FA have recognised it. When I was at the FA, we took the England team around because Wembley was in the process of being built, and we took it around the country, and that was very, very successful. And equally, one of the reasons I'm personally pleased is that people used to say that I'd back the women's game when I was there because I had five daughters and I wanted them off my hands on a Saturday. but the answer, it wasn't that. It was something that, you know, if you're looking at the game strategically, then what's better than to get women who are a very influential segment of society interested in the game? So it was a logical thing to do, and it's nice to see that all these years later we've got a very good women's side at an international level. And the Russian game actually is probably one of the hardest they'll have in terms of the qualifying for the group. So that's excellent. And in the Northwest we have a great representation. Tranmere has a fantastic record. We had one of the first sort of serious senior women's teams here. So for us, it just makes perfect sense.
How did it come about? How does it go about the process to stage a match like this?
Well, I mean, the FA knew that we were interested in doing things. We constantly have a dialogue with the FA, and you know, they have been seeking to broaden it out, which we knew, and they in fact approached us, and they told us that when that was done, that, you know, everybody who was around were quite pleased that, you know, Tranmere were nominated, because our name constantly came up as a club that was looking to help to develop it, women's football. They knew that I was interested in it in a way that would support its development. And Sue Campbell, she's a personal friend, but she had nothing to do with it in that regard. But no, I think they recognised that we could put on an event. We'd help them market it. And in the Northwest Merseyside, you've got the Manchester teams. You've actually got a lot of people in the Northwest who sort of understand that women's football is a coming sport. And of course, we've got Jodie Taylor, who's an ex-Tranmere player who's now playing for England.
And do the club benefit financially at all?
Yeah, we do, in as much that we get a fee. It's not a fantastic fee, but we get a gate. We get the opportunity to market to people. We get a percentage of the gate, but it's not a massive money spinner for us. But again, you're getting people come to Prenton Park. You're getting women to come to Prenton Park, and that's one of the things that we want to do at the club as well, which is to broaden it out, to change the mix of people that come to the club. It is a family club. You know, you can bring your kids down and see live football, and, you know, we used to have a sort of a lads and dads ticket, but actually it isn't a lads and dads ticket, because it's equally available for women to bring their kids to the game. So for us, it's a massive sensible thing to do, and it's completely in tune with what we're trying to do with the club generally.
Absolutely. And just a question or two on Tranmere, if you don't mind. Are you all on course for the start of the new season after the disappointment of last?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've often said this since the disappointment. I mean, on the Monday morning when the fans get up, they just have to trust in the future, as it were. I mean, there's nothing they can physically do at that point in time, whereas if you're in the club, at least you can get on with the plans and the contingency plans, and you're working towards, you know, the next season. So, you know, it's easier for us in that regard, that we know what we're trying to do. And with regard to the squad, I think I've just had a conversation with Mickey now. He's pretty much there on his squad. We've probably got one more major addition to bring in to give him cover all round. And it's a great balance. He's got a lot of firepower. He's got a lot of flexibility in changing system, which he does very well within games. We've got some good young lads coming through, Mitch Duggan, Gums. You know, this is a season when you start to look at them and say, look, you know, this is a season when they should be breaking into the first team. So all around, we've got a great mix of guys, and I think Mickey's ready to go.